Are we happy? In our Lord's presence, we have to be happy. Even if you have some problem in your life, even sometimes you are struggling in life with some situation, but the Bible recommends us to be happy in all kinds of situations. And in this morning, I'm happy because we have to share the Word of God. You know, something happened today when I was sleeping. I've got a dream. And it was very strange when I woke up in the morning. Myself, I was wondering, should I change the topic I'd like to share with people today or not? Because in my dream, I saw that I was preaching about the parable of the sower. I think that you know it in the book of Mark, chapter 4, when Jesus was talking to the crowd which came to see him. And Jesus started to talk to them. He said that, listen, the sower went out to sow. And as he was sowing, one part of seed fell to the path. And suddenly, the bird came and took the seed. And spoke another part of seed fall on the rock. Because there was not roof, this seed cannot give the good plant. As it rose up, after that it was dry, because there was not roof on it. And one part of seed fell in the thorn, and after that it could not grow up as well, and one part fell in good soil. And I think that in the morning I was thinking about this parable. I said that I'd like to say, God didn't say that I have to preach about it today. But today we are talking about triumph of the cross of Jesus. Amen. And this is our topic for today. But I'd like just to say that there are some people who are along the way. Maybe everything we talk here, everything we say here, doesn't mean something for them. But I'd like you to give all your mind to God. If you get even one word, even one sentence I say here, it can give you life. And I believe that God is with us in this place. You know, when we leave our home all the time and we come to church, we say that we are going to listen to the Word of God. Unfortunately, some people, they don't like the Word of God. They think that in the church, we come here just to spend time and to go home. No. At this place is the place of the Lord. This building is the place we come to meet God here. And I believe that God is here. I believe that Jesus is still the same. He can do something in our life. And He's going to do it through His Word. When we listen to what He's talking to us. When we take it in our heart. We accept, we believe. God is able to do something, my brother and sister. And today I believe that something will happen if you listen carefully what you are going to say here. And as I said, that the topic we are going to share today is the triumph of the cross of Jesus. As you know that this month, April, we celebrate Easter, which is the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And all this month we have to talk about it. And I was thinking that what will I talk today? And I believe that through this message we'll get something from God. Why we are talking about the cross? You know that the cross, for us as a Christian, we know that is a big symbol. And around the world, we can just say that there's not a Christianity without the cross. You cannot say that you are Christian, but you don't believe in the cross. I know that some people, they wrote even their Bible. I don't like to name them here to say their name, the name of the church. They say that, no, Jesus was not nailed on the cross, but Jesus was nailed on the pole. We are talking about Paul. We know that in the I'm not talking the Paul pastor here, no. I'm talking the pole, which is like something like wood. Just one wood, and his hand was like that. No, this is not cross. The power of God is in the cross of Jesus. Not in this wood, only one wood. I think that I've seen it in some image. They show that Jesus died like that and not like that. It doesn't matter how he died like that, but me, I know that the cross should be like that. And they wrote their Bible. They said that no, Jesus didn't die on the cross. If we deny first that Jesus didn't die on the cross, so you don't believe in this work of the cross of Jesus. If we say that today we are free, God set us free, is through the cross of Jesus. Through this cross, we get forgiveness. And you remember that in the Bible is writing that on the cross, Jesus said, God forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. The first thing Jesus said on the cross. And today we are talking about this triumph of the cross. And I think that, they took Hannah. Hannah is not with us here. I spoke and said that she should read there because she should not be in the camera, but she's not here. We'll read the first in the book of Colossians. I think that James can put it on the screen if it's possible. Or Colossians 2:14 and 15. But if it's not ready, I think that you can find. We are in Colossians 2 and read verse 14 and 15. Having cancelled the charge of our legal and indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. That is on the screen. Having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. You know, when we was praying here, we said that Jesus broke every chain in our life. We was like slaves. Why? Because something happened in the garden. This is the first place God mentioned the work of the cross. When he cast the snake, he cast the devil, he cast the man who was created by him. He said that you will get everything by pen, with pen. He said it. And he cast the serpent, he cast everyone who was involved in that matter of sins. When people disobey, when the first man disobeyed to God, what God said to him, the curse starts from there. And the Bible shows us that he was condemned. There was something which was against us. Nobody can be in the presence of the Lord without passing through the grace which is given us through Jesus. And I said that there's not Christianity without the cross of Jesus. Everything we can talk today about Jesus, we have got it through the cross. And here I would like to say the first thing you have to know in your life, which is very important, the most important thing before to talk other things, is salvation. The cross is the place of the life which is given to the world. Salvation. Everybody was condemned, but through the cross of Jesus, we have got salvation. We can say to that we believe in Jesus. And what do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus has died and rose up from the dead? Do you believe it? It's very important to us because Jesus himself mentioned it. He said that as Moses rose the snake, the snake of brass in the desert, that everyone who had was bited, who was beaten by the snake, when the snake bites you, is it like that or beat you? Bite, beat it, beat. Yeah? Beat. When the snake beats you, you have to lift your eyes to the snake of wrath. I'm sorry, because I will show you that when I'm talking about these things, I believe that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm talking about this. Myself, I cannot stand in front of you, especially in front of English people, to speak in English like what I'm doing now. I didn't come to you with a good language. Even I don't know to say something just to get the message I want to give you. When I came here in England, this is a miracle. I've never been in the college to learn English. Can you imagine? At my age, you came here in England, they send you to the college, you sit there with small boys, and you have to learn I am, you are, he is. No. But I believe that through the power of Holy Spirit, I can talk today. Amen. Amen. If there is some word you don't understand it, just ask the Holy Spirit, he will explain you. And I thank God because of John, who encouraged me. He said, I know Emmanuel, you have to preach in English. You don't need someone to translate what you are talking to, because I hear, I understand what you are talking to me. And today I'm going forward, and I believe that God is with us. Amen. And I was saying that this is what happened in the desert when the serpent of brass was lifted up by Moses. And it says that everyone who was beaten by the serpent, if you just look it, you'll get healing. And today I want to say that is Jesus who was lifted by God. You can get now healing when you just look at Jesus. You can get life when you look at Jesus. You can get salvation when you look at Jesus. And today I would just want to mention again, don't look at only the medicine you are taking, they gave you by the doctor. I know that you have to take it. I don't say that you have to throw it somewhere. No, just keep it if you want. But I want to tell you that the healing can be given to you as well through the cross of Jesus. The cross was the place of suffering. It was a shame. Like Steve was praying here, he said that you carry our shame. In your body you carry our shame. The shame of the world. Jesus carried it in his body. Our sickness, our suffering, all the problems we have today, Jesus carried it in his body on the cross. And they said that, having counseled the charge of our legal and the deadness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away. There's no condemnation today for you who believe. People who don't believe, they are like those ones who are along the path. And the Bible says that when they hear the word of God, suddenly the devil come and take the word of God that heard. They don't believe that through the cross they can get healing. They just say that, oh, how it can be possible. This is the wisdom of God. And Paul understood it. Paul understood it. He said that the cross is the wisdom of God. We as a Christian, we have to understand that we have everything through the cross of Jesus. You also condemned to be all the time sick. There are sometimes some people, every year they have to be in the hospital, lie on the bed because of sickness. It's condemnation. You can just call to the cross of the Lord. To call, to look at the Jesus. Because it's now, I don't say that it's the snake. Like Moses lifted the snake of brass in wilderness. Today Jesus is there. Just believe in what has done for you and I on the cross. He took everything away, nailing it to the cross. And verse 15, please, James 15. And having disarmed the power of authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. You know, if the devil knew what kind of victory you have after the death of Jesus, he couldn't kill Jesus at that time. And he was trying to kill everyone he knew that he can come to save the people. There's something we have to know that when we are talking about the cross, everyone who is in this world have been under the curse. You say that, no, my family, we are good, we don't have anything. But the curse have influence upon us. From the beginning of the world, when Adam have sinned in the garden, the Bible said that the glory of God was taken from us. You cannot see the glory of God only through Jesus. Only when you believe in this, that Jesus has done for us. So if you believe, then all the promises we have in Abraham become yours. But the Bible said that so many people don't believe. Why? Because the God of this world has blinded them that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the cross. And I think that maybe you will want to ask him, can you tell us the God of this world? The God of this world, it can be something you are so closer to it. Sometimes more than God. You are close to your telephone, it's like the God of this world. You are close to football, it's like the God of this world. You are close to something that is not, is like your God. It's like an idol in your life. But I said that so many people, they don't believe. They don't get the light of the gospel of God because the God of this world has blinded them. You cannot see it physically, but spiritually there are something which is blinding you. Let us see in book of I know that I like to read too much Bible, and sometimes when I give verse like that, it's just to help people to understand the meaning of our preaching. And the Bible says that when Paul was preaching, the Jewish of Berea was searching in their scripture to see if what Paul was talking to them was true. But I was so surprised that someone said that, no, we don't need so many verses, but we have to read Bible. We are in the book of Galatians. We read in chapter 3. And we start from verse 13. I don't know if James have got it. Galatians. Start from 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He became the curse for us. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. This is what I was talking. But here they don't write cross, they write in a pole. But in French Bible, it is written a cross as well. Or they wrote some kind like wood. But it means the cross of Jesus. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the pole. Is Jesus who accepted to die for you and I? He carried all our curse. You know that through the law, there were so many things what can happen in our life. If you don't obey to the law, there was some curse that have to follow us. But the Bible is talking to us, is saying that cursed is everyone who is hung on the pole, and it's Jesus. He carried all our curse. Just look at now something that separates you with God. Think that now is Jesus who carried it in his body. And you say that no, it's very hard for me to stop to do what I'm doing. And you feel guilty in your heart for what you are doing. But you have to know that through Jesus, we have got our forgiveness. He redeemed us. This is what Jesus did. It's not because of your strength. It's not because of who you are. It's not because of your family. But it's because of what Jesus has done for you and I on the cross. Through the cross of Jesus, through his death, He carried all our cups. And I'd like you to just to realize what kind of cups you feel that. It's like, you know, I was talking with somebody. He said to me that, Emmanuel, here in Europe, I don't know if I've said it here in Europe, we don't have this kind of cast that you see someone is struggling in life. Everything is normal here. And, you know, so many things we are talking about cast is in Africa. And I told him that the devil, there's no devil for Africa and devil for Europe. It's the same devil who is working in Africa is here in Europe. You will see some families, maybe you will not understand, some families you find that all children, they are under the drugs. They took drugs. It's like a curse for this family. You find in some family, they can get married today, but to get children is a very big problem. Grandmother have got difficulties to get a child. The mother the same. And you the same. You have to pray to say that God, I believe that Jesus has took all curse on the cross. And if you pray like that, a miracle can happen in your life. The problem is, some situation we find that is normal here in Europe. And say that, no, my grandfather have got the same sickness, and me too, I believe that, no, it's no problem, I have it. No, you can decide everything by faith. If you believe that Jesus has done, gave his life. I'm sorry if I'm shouting. Maybe you feel that I'm shouting, and I'm not shouting. I'm used to talk like that. Sometimes when I'm speaking, I feel something inside my heart. I have to speak aloud. I don't know why I use microphone, but I have to use it. Don't think that is normal. You get to work today, and tomorrow they sack you. And it happened to you many times. You said that I don't know what happened. Is this what the Bible calls curse? You can pray and say, God, give me now the work. The curse can be sometimes you start something, but you never finish it. You start today, and after tomorrow you stop. When they ask you, no, I stopped that school. I was going to university, but just 1 year I stopped. And found that it's normal. Everything you start, you never finish. It's like a curse. You know, the way we have to learn the word of God, we don't have to read only the logos, but we need rhema to understand what God is talking to us. The Spirit of God have to touch you. To understand that all cause, Jesus took it on the cross. He took it for you and I. You know, that's why Paul, when he was talking to people, he said that, what I want to know you is just the Christ who was crucified. I don't like to know something else than Christ who was crucified. Because he understood that through the cross of Jesus, there is the power. And Jesus, when he was talking to his disciple, he said that everyone who wants to follow me have to bear his own cross. You cannot follow Jesus without cross. This is the Christianity. We have to learn everything to understand that if you want to follow Jesus, you have to carry your cross. And when we are talking like that, it's not to take the cross like that, big one, to put it on your shoulder and start to follow him. No, it's not like that. You have to accept, even to die for Jesus, to change your mind, to become like Jesus. Do you think that there is something in your family that you can now say that Jesus, you carried it on the cross? It's possible. If you believe. Do you think that there is some sickness that is common in your family, you can bring it to the cross of Jesus? That's why Jesus died for you and I. He redeemed us from this curse. If you don't understand where we have been binded, we cannot say that Jesus came to break all chains. What kind of chain? He came to break in your life. If you don't understand to which chain you are so close, you are tired. And that's why when you are praying, we need God's revelation. God has to reveal you, to show you that this thing is not normal in your life. It's not normal. When they are talking about the principalities, they are talking about authorities, they say that Jesus, he showed this spectacle publicly by nailing it on the cross. When they are talking about the principalities and authorities, this is the power, the rules of this world. We don't have to think that everything is just normal. No. No, the devil is still working until today to keep people in darkness. But when you understand the message of the cross of Jesus, the light will be in your life. I thought that you'll say amen. You will receive the light from God. Jesus is the light. You will get deliverance. You will not feel guilty all the time. You will receive forgiveness of your sin if you understand the message of the cross of Jesus. There's one place in the Bible Jesus says, tetelestai, which means is finished. He said like that. What was finished? It was the victory Jesus gave to his body, which is the church. We have victory through the cross of Jesus. He said that is finished. The work Jesus did on the cross, it was complete work. He didn't stop somewhere. He went until the end. It was very difficult for him to drink that cup. But he said, all is for that I came in this world. Remember when Jesus was on the mountain, he was praying. And sometimes he said that, oh God, oh Father, if you can take away this cup. He was talking about the cross. Oh, thank God. Because Jesus understood it and he said that, no, it's for this time I came in this world. He left his glory. He left heaven and he came in this world to serve you, to redeem us. You know, sometimes when we see some scripture for Jesus He is born here in Suffolk. Jesus who we see in the movie. Jesus of Nazareth. You know him, Steve? Huh? You know him? Yeah, he was born here. We saw his picture, he was born here. Now he's not doing movies. He was born here, but they said that he was born here in Suffolk. Royal Hospital, something like that. The Jesus you used to see in the movie, who was crying on the cross. You see someone handsome, beautiful picture. You can say, oh, he's a very nice man. Look at how he's looking. Look beautiful. But when the Bible presents the Jesus I'm talking now, they say that he was not an handsome man. Like in the picture, we put Jesus with the hand like that to the hall with a very nice beard. He cut it very well. Not to all kinds of Jesus. But Jesus who died for you and I, if he's in this world, no one can look at him. Let us read something in the book of Isaiah that we can just get the image of Jesus and why, and we'll pray. We read in Isaiah Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him. We start from verse 1. I don't know, James, how found it. He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a roof out of dry ground. He had no beauty, you understand? No beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their face. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain. You understand now in verse 4, I like that one. Surely this man, he took our pain. He took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. He punished the punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wound we are healed. Amen. Do you believe that today you can get healing through this man? The one who gave his life on the cross. They said that the punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wound, we are healed. Through the cross of Jesus, we have healing. And as I said that today, we have to believe. Just believe that something can happen in your life today. It's not for tomorrow. This message is not for tomorrow. If it's for tomorrow, I can send it to text message to you. So you can read it tomorrow, you can read it tomorrow. But today is today. I would like you to decide in your heart that God, today is possible for me. Just believe. That is possible. Through the cross, we have victory. The one who believes in Jesus is not afraid about death. He will say that, no, I know that I have eternal life in Jesus. That's why I said that it starts by salvation. To believe that if Jesus is me, even today I don't have this body, I will live. I'm not afraid of death. This is why the Bible says that death, where is your power? Where is your power, death? Is the Bible. Paul asked like that because he understood what is the meaning of the cross of Jesus. Where is your power? It has to be in 1 Corinthians 15. You can read verse 56 and 57. If James can put it to for us, 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 15, and we'll stop by there. 15. No. 1 Corinthians 15. It's not coming. 56. I said. Wait. I'm sorry. Wait, John. 55. Ah, yeah. No. I said 56. You can start from 55. Yeah, 55. 1 Corinthians. I think that there is a problem. But we can read here. They say, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Where, O death? No, there is no power in death now. Jesus came from the dead. He rose up. Oh, I like this song. Our brother Tom sang here. He said that he came from the heaven to the earth. From the earth he went to the grave. From the grave he rose up and he went up. And he came in this earth to redeem us. To give us life. Just believe. Nothing else today, just to believe that through the cross of Jesus you have everything. You want to succeed in your life? No. The Bible is not the place, the church or the body of Jesus is not the place to have to be in suffering all the time. Because the Bible said the punishment that give us peace today is Jesus who carried it. No, He took it for you and I. Just believe. And I said that you are going to pray. Today we are going to do something special. We will stand up. We can stand up where we are. Sometimes I don't like to read what I've wrote here because if I'm read point by point, we can take too much time. And we are going to pray. Especially for some people who feel that they are sick. Just a few minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, we'll pray for you. You will come here for us. You can step out and come here, we'll pray for you. To step out is just the symbol of faith that you believe in that message you received today. You step out and you come here in front. We'll pray for you. This is your time and we are waiting for you. Just come now. We'll pray for you. You feel that you can come here. You believe in this message you gave today and have been sick maybe for a long time, just step out and come here in front. We'll pray for you. Yeah, something in your heart. You feel that, no, don't go. This is the voice you hear in your heart now. But remember that when you start here, I talked about the sower. He sowed the seed, but so many oars on the path. That step out if you want to receive healing at this place. And something special will happen in your life. So we lift now our voice. Maybe someone is sick in your family. I believe that here there's nobody who is sick. We'll pray now for some people in our families who are sick. And if you feel that sometimes there's something which is stopping you when you want to go forward, as we said, that it's like a curse, you can lift up your hand and we'll pray for you. Yeah, I see one person. I see two. Yeah. I see three person. I see three, four person, they lifted their hand. I see six person now. Yeah. Just pray now with all your heart. Maybe you don't have a problem. Everything is good for you. But pray now for people who lift their hand. Pray for them. Pray that God can show Himself in their life. That they can succeed in what they are doing. Oh yeah, sometimes you are crying in the night. You are crying when you are alone. Because you feel that nothing is working in your life. But this is the time for you. This is the time. Just believe that Jesus carried all curse on the cross. The Bible said that cursed is the one who was hung on the pole. Jesus was hanged for you and I. He redeemed us. Just believe right now, you'll get God's visitation. God wants to come now to solve your situation. And I believe that you'll not be the same person. I believe that the Holy Spirit will show you the way. The way you have to walk. The Holy Spirit will come to help you, to reconfort you. Just believe right now. Maybe inside you feel that you are sick, but you didn't step out. Just believe that now. The power of the cross, what Jesus has done for you on the cross, believe in this word. I said that no, it's not for tomorrow, it's for today. You'll not be the same person. You'll not be the same person. Jesus, touch now your people. Touch at this place your people, O Lord. And give them healing. Or forgive those one who feel that they are guilty all the time. They think that they have done something wrong, very wrong, and there is just separation. Lord, you say that. Yeah, I see you. Your tears are coming out because you feel pain in your heart. But now Jesus wants to give you a solution to your problem. Just believe that He's with you. Believe. Nothing else. And sometimes you ask, why, God? Why only me? Why only me? But Jesus said to you that there is still place on the cross. He said that, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. He asked you to come to Him. Everywhere you go, that's the thing about this message of the cross of Jesus. Nothing else. And through the cross, He gives you the answer. You have the answer today. You have healing. You have forgiveness. You have deliverance. If you was not sleeping, you see today, you will sleep. All pain in your body, I cast it away now. I cast it away. All pain in your body, I cast it away in the name of Jesus. Receive now healing. Receive it now and believe. In Jesus' name. God, fill your heart now with love and peace. Receive now peace from God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.